Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1121. This is your host, Danny, speaking, Danny Pena, and also joining me for this episode of Gamertag Radio, we have Paris Lilly. What's going on, Paris?
What is going on, man?
How are you, man?
No, I'm good. I'm actually doing very well, especially with what's been going on today in the world. We're recording this on 420, April 20th, and this is after the decision with the George Floyd, the police officer. He was found guilty on all three charges, and I think justice was served. And I don't think this is the end of this. I think this is actually just the beginning. I think the real work needs to start now, so we can have true equality in this country and in this world. But today, at least, justice was served for George Floyd. And I think a lot of people in this world can breathe easy, at least for today. Again, I know this is a gaming podcast. We're not trying to make this anything more than that. But we felt it was important to at least address that at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah, totally agree. And I was recording another show, and when all this went down, and yeah, I had to snap out, because I was, you know, in the middle of recording an episode for another show, and I got really emotional when I heard the news and everything. But yeah, man, justice preserved, man, for sure. All right, Paris, anything else before I promote GTR, and then we have the topics? Because I know that was a cool game that you just received a couple hours ago.
Oh, sure. So want to thank the good folks over at PlayStation. They sent me a review code for Returnal. By the time you guys are hearing this, we will be able to actually start live streaming it. So I'm planning to do some live streams over the weekend just to check the game out. And there will be a full review at a later date. But definitely want to thank PlayStation for the opportunity to check out Returnal from House Marquee. So really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm so curious to hear what you have to say about it. I don't know much about the game at all. So this is going to be my first time hearing it from you. So can't wait to talk about this in the next episode of GTR. But everyone, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, and also post a review. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion or segment, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, first of all, Paris, you were hosting Kind of Funny Game Daily, man. How was that for you? That was your first time doing it.
Yeah, it was my first time hosting, and dude, we've been doing this forever. So you think, you ain't gonna be nervous. It'll be good. But I was, and I had told you this too. My only concern was I didn't want to screw up the intro, and I was a little nervous to do the intro, and I kind of caught myself at the beginning. If you could listen to it or watch it, you can see it. But other than that, once I got past the intro, it was a lot of fun. Myself and Gary Whitta did it. The funny thing is, there wasn't a lot of real news today, so I was kind of scrambling to figure out what to talk about. But hey, we took some listener questions, and you know, I took the news that was there and just turned it into. And the funny thing is, I was worried I wasn't gonna have enough time. I'm like, man, I'm gonna stretch this out. I'm gonna make this a whole hour. I don't know, yo. I looked up. We were at the 55 minute mark, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm not even done. So I had to like cut a bunch of stuff at the end. Time really flies. Yeah, time flies when you're in the captain's seat. But thanks to Greg Miller for giving me the opportunity, because you know, he needed to take some time off this week, and he asked me if I could fill in one day and be the host. And yeah, it was fun, a lot of fun. So look forward to doing it again in the future.
Very, very cool. Yeah, for those that are listening too, by the time this episode comes out, the new episode of Funhouse Podcast is going to be available. I was there with the whole crew, and we were talking about games that's coming out for the summer, which games that we're excited about. It was a great, great conversation. Of course, I had to throw in, you know, Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis, and we talked about other games too. But it was a great, great conversation. Make sure to download it, check it out. Video version will be on YouTube, podcast version. You can find it on any podcast app, and let me know what you think. It was a great, great conversation. Now, before I go and with the topics, one more thing I want to mention to everybody. I already created a MLB The Show 21 League, online league. Doesn't matter if you have a PlayStation version or an Xbox version of the game. You could join the league. Just search your Gamertag Radio. If the league gets full right away, then I will increase the numbers of players. But yeah, just join, and we're just going to play. Every game will be only like 5 innings. It's going to be short, and we're going to have fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't done this in a very long time, and I even mentioned to Paris the last time I've done something like this that was super excited to try an online league is like the first time was the Xbox Sports Network, XSN. The game that I did was, I think that was for NFL Fever. I know Paris, I think you said Lynx. That was for
yeah,
you.
I used to play Lynx 2004, man. It was a golf Ooh. Game. Freaking loved it.
Yeah, it was dope, man. Do you miss those? You miss those yes. sports leagues with friends, right? Yeah.
I do. Well, it didn't even so much the leagues with XSN, but I miss like Lynx, like me and a couple buddies back in the day. Yo, we used to play, it seemed like every night we would just hop on, you know, after the kids go to bed, all that kind of stuff. We would just hop on late at night, play some rounds of golf and just talk and have fun. I miss stuff like that. But even like XSN, when they had the Lynx League, yeah, I had joined one and you get to compete against all these different people from around the world. And you find out you're not as good as you think you are because some people are just crushing it. Yeah. But yeah. But that was fun stuff back then, man.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited to play Mario Golf for the Switch. I know it's not going to be Lynx or anything like that, but it looks fun. Like, I think that will be a game
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, we definitely should try that out. So, all right. So, speaking of Nintendo and Xbox, Paris, I think I'm going to start the conversation in Paris. We've been having this convo for a while now. What's up with Microsoft and Nintendo, Paris? What's up? Why every time I see a picture from Xbox, first was Phil Spencer. He had a bunch of stuff behind in the background. One of them was the Kojima statue, right, for the studio. And next way was the Xbox logo. And in that same picture, we got to see the Nintendo Switch. So we were like, why the Nintendo Switch, right? So everybody was like, you know, it's there. Then today, Sarah Bond also had like a, I think it was like a game developer video that they had online. And there's a picture going around that she also has a Nintendo Switch in the background. Like, Paris, why? What do you think? They're just having fun with this, or is it a hint of something that we might see in the future?
Here's what I think. I think it's a combination of, yeah, they're having fun with it. Do I think it's Game Pass? No. Do I think there's a future collaboration that will happen? Yes. What it will be, clearly we don't know yet. But we've seen evidence that Nintendo and Microsoft are definitely willing to work together. We already have Minecraft. We've seen Ori. We've seen Cuphead. My guess is something similar. I do think they will put another game on the Nintendo Switch because it makes sense for that platform. I just don't think the wild speculation of they're bringing Game Pass with the cloud streaming. No, I don't think that's going to happen. No, I don't think they're going to bring a curated list of Game Pass there as well. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I think that's being a little too ambitious. Just my own personal opinion. I'd rather set my expectations low for that because I feel like you're just setting yourself up for disappointment if you really think that's going to happen. So that's what I think. I do think something in the future will happen with Nintendo, but it'll be a game, like another game or something that just makes sense on that platform.
Yeah, for me, and I'm going to stick with this, I think it's Game Pass. I know people are going to say, Danny, you're crazy, but hey, why not let me dream? I think I'm going to go on that route. And even this, man, the last E3, I took my Nintendo Switch to the Xbox press conference, and I had it up, and I'm like, I believe, and I still believe. I still believe.
I know.
I know. We don't agree with that, but you know, I think it's fun. I think it's fun if that happens. Look, whoever thought MLB The Show 21 was going to be also available on Game Pass and also available for Xbox? Nobody even had that conversation at all about it. You know, so anything is possible, and especially last year, Paris. And I've been saying this for months. There's no rules now. Like, what makes you think Nintendo can't do that? They could say, you know what? Maybe they work something out. Maybe there's some crazy money involved for the company to say, yeah, it is possible for something that to happen. Also, we might, or maybe we might just see games, like you said, for the platform, like Halo Master Chief Collection, maybe the retro games from Rare. I could see that, you know, Banjo and all that. I could see that too. But I also have that hope, man, that I would love to see Xbox Game Pass available for the Switch, man. You know, that's all for me.
Let's be clear here. Mm-hmm. Of course, who wouldn't? I would love to see that happen. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure Microsoft would love for that to happen too. My whole thing on it is I just don't see the incentive for Nintendo. And that's kind of been my sticking point that, like I said, I don't want to, you know, get my expectations too high that it's going to happen, because I just don't see why Nintendo would want to do it. And those last NPD numbers that just came out really tells me, why would Nintendo need to do it? They're selling out of the Switch. You know, all the top games being sold right now are all Switch games. I don't see the incentive for them. So that's why I just think, maybe another game partnership, but nothing as crazy as Game Pass.
What is the incentive for a company like, you know, like Samsung to do this? And now that we see iOS, when are the incentives for those companies, for like Apple and Samsung, to have Game Pass available there in their devices?
Let's keep it real here. Apple clearly don't think it's enough of an incentive, because they won't let them put an app on there. So they had to bypass it with the browser. And I know we'll talk about that. But again, even from the Samsung standpoint, it's just another incentive for someone to want to go buy a Samsung phone. Samsung isn't trying to sell you games. They don't have their own game. Like the game, you know, you got mobile games, or whatever. But to them, the whole cloud streaming stuff, Android, it's almost like it's an open platform. So for them, it wouldn't matter. The same reason why we'll eventually see Game Pass show up on television sets as well. It's just another app that's a part of that ecosystem. It's not something that's going to potentially take sales away from them. And that's kind of my thing with Nintendo. Sure, there could be the incentive of Game Pass being on a Switch to get more people to buy a Nintendo Switch, but they don't need that, because clearly people are buying Nintendo Switches anyways, right? Mm-hmm. So then you have to look at it as, well, if I have Game Pass and I can just play all the Microsoft games on a Switch, now maybe I don't buy as many games as I normally would have directly from Nintendo. Now that's hurting their software sales. Now, again, I bring it back. Where's the incentive for Nintendo? Where Samsung or Apple, they don't have that problem, because they're not in the business of selling their own quote unquote exclusive games where you're going to be taking something away from them.
Well, not Samsung, but I know Google has a subscription service for games, and also Apple have something like that for like indie smaller games like that.
Yeah, the smaller ones.
Yeah, the smaller ones. That I can see. So, but let's stick with the conversation about Game Pass, Paris.
Breaking news.
What? Uh-oh. Oh, snap. Breaking news.
I just got my invite to test cloud gaming on Xbox.com.
No.
Literally right now.
No.
I just got it right now.
Where is mine? Hey. Hold up. Hey. Hold up. Hey. Refresh. F9. F9. I don't see mine. No.
I literally just now got it. That's hilarious. You got to leave this in. You got to leave this in. This is hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's dope. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about that. Like, you know, the whole Game Pass coming out for iOS and also PC. This is it, Paris. Now you're definitely going to try it out later on. This is dope.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try it out now. That's hilarious.
That's came so in right funny. Now. Now, man, how excited are you, man, to try this out for especially
very,
iOS?
Because I had to interrupt the podcast. Dude, because I can play it on my iPad. That's the whole point of all of this for me. I want to play these games on my iPad, because when I had, I was able to use the beta app a year ago before they shut it down. And, you know, and I have videos up on my YouTube channel. People can check it out. Yo, I love playing Halo on it. It was great. Grab your controller, Bluetooth, connects to it easy. iPad's that big, beautiful screen. Boom. Just jump on and start playing, dude. And, you know, I have my Surface Pro as well, because now, you know, with the browser thing, I can do it on the Edge browser or the Chrome browser. You know, I can literally play it on my work laptop. Boop, right up.
Yeah,
and play it that way, too. Connect the controller Bluetooth. Like, as the world starts opening back up and we're going to be more mobile and we're traveling, like, remember Phil Spencer when he went to Bethesda, that picture Aaron Greenberg put out. It was Phil Spencer literally playing Destiny 2 on his Surface Pro in the airport. I want to do that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that excites me. And look, we, you know, full disclosure, last year, Xbox sent us the Galaxy 20 notes, Android with the Game Pass. We have that with the Razer Rishi controller. And we've obviously tested it out. We've posted pictures and stuff like that. So I already know how it works. It's not like this brand new thing. Mm-hmm. But my thing is I want the bigger screen. To me, I'm old. I don't want to be looking at a little screen all day. I want a bigger screen. And the iPad or the Surface Pro is mobile. I can take it wherever I want. And it's a bigger screen. I think for me, that's the perfect setup for this whole cloud gaming stuff. So, yeah, I'm absolutely excited to try this out.
Yeah, see, for me, I thought, because I was on, shout out to Andrew and John from Gear Podcast. I thought at first Phil Spencer was playing using his tablet, iOS tablet. That's what I thought. But yeah, like you said, it was a Surface. I was totally wrong on that one. So thank you for letting me know about it. But yeah, man, I'm excited because I want to try it out on my tablet too. I have it there. You know, sometimes I don't want to play on a small device. You know, like I love the size of the Nintendo Switch, that type of size of a screen. You know, so I also was part of the iOS beta version for S Cloud, and I was playing all the time. I will try out the Halo games, the Halo Master Chief Collection. But now, yeah, now with a bigger screen, I could test it out. Plus, I could see how it is using the browser on my laptop. And Paris, you know, you could also try on your Xbox browser. You could also try that out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Now, here's the thing that I was thinking the other night in Paris. Let me know your thoughts about this thing. So, for example, a game like, what was the game that just came out earlier this year? The scary game. Oh my God, I totally forgot about it. The scary game for Xbox. Oh my God, what's the name of it? Jesus Christ.
The scary game for Xbox.
Yeah, that came out earlier this year. There you go.
All right. Medium.
The Medium came out, and that game is exclusive only for Xbox Series X and S, right? If you are a Xbox One owner and you're part of this beta, this is an opportunity for you to try like a game like that on S Cloud. Is that game available on S Cloud? I think so. Yeah. I think so. I got to double check.
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But
pretty
that's sure it is. Mm-hmm. That's an example, Paris. Like, if there's a game that's only for next gen and you want to play on your Xbox console, right? But you only have an Xbox One. You don't have the next gen console. This is another way for you to play this using your browser and just play those games until you get your official console available. You know what I'm saying? In the future, the X or the S. What'd you think about that? You like the idea?
No, I do. I do. And if you think what Xbox is doing, because you've seen what the plan is for all this stuff, where they're going to use this so that you literally have instant access into your games. You don't have to worry about downloading. Like, even if it's something you're on the console, you can at least just instantly start playing because that you can cloud stream it while the game is downloading in the background. Or it was like even thing, you know, sorry, shameless name drop, but when we were tweeting at Phil Spencer yesterday and he put his tweet out, and I had even said to him, I go, this is a great way to instantly preview a game on a portable device and then have it download to my home console. So then when I come back home, I can just pick up the sticks and start playing. So dude, this is the future, man.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Yep. This is the future. So yeah, absolutely. Oh, dude, I'm very excited for all this stuff, man.
So before we go to that topic, the question that I have for you, What is the first game that you're going to try out on your tablet? Because you already tried out, you know, Master Chief Collection. You want to try something else for Game Pass. What's going to be that game, Paris?
Well, because I literally just pulled it up on my Chrome browser. And what do you think is the first game that shows back up, that shows up when I'm on here?
Is it MLB The Show?
Banjo-Kazooie, baby.
Banjo-Kazooie. All right.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. That's going to be the first one.
Yeah. See, I'm still waiting for mines. See, now you're making me like check my email every time. God. Hopefully I'll get it. But all right. So this is an interesting, Paris, an interesting topic. This one, we technically were kind of talking about Game Pass. So I'm just going to go to the other side about the conversation about this. So Sony deal apparently keeping Resident Evil Village from being on Xbox Game Pass. There's some leaked documents that just been going around where the deal between Sony and Capcom, it keeps the new Resident Evil game that's coming out later this year off of Game Pass service, right? Because remember, there is a marketing deal between this game for Sony, and usually this is a business, so I could completely understand why Sony doesn't want this game to be available on Game Pass. They want people to buy this on their console. It will support the sales of the console too. This game is going to be available on PC and on Xbox, but not on Xbox Game Pass. You know, that's the key thing right there. You know, so I think this is the right decision for Sony. They need to start doing business deals like this with companies for the support of their platform. You know, I want to know your thoughts about this, Paris. Like this has been going around. You know, Outriders Day One on Xbox Game Pass. You could also buy this on PlayStation, but you know, it is a game changer because before, in the early days, we will talk about like either the exclusive deal or the marketing deal, and now it's like, yeah, we have the marketing deal, but no Xbox Game Pass for at least a year. That makes sense. What you think about this, Paris?
I think this is the part of gaming that we don't like. I think this, obviously, it's business. You make these deals. Clearly, Capcom agreed to it. It unfortunately, it is what it is, man. But it's going to happen. It's happening. I totally believe all this stuff is going to go down this way, and it doesn't shock me. I mean, this is the whole business of exclusives and partial exclusives and marketing deals. It's just that part of the business that we don't like, but it's a reality, man. It happens. So
yeah, but I do want to mention this. Like, take this information with a grain of salt because the person that leaked this deleted it. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know if there's some lawyers involved or they just don't want to get in trouble or I don't know. Who knows? But even if this is not real, I get why Sony would do this. This makes a lot of sense for business. It will benefit the company and even for sales for the PlayStation 5. It will help the console a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing like with Deathloop. You know, it's under Bethesda. This game is exclusive for Sony. Xbox is not going to go, okay, we're going to have it on Game Pass. No, because there is a contract where this game is only going to be exclusive for PlayStation for now, right? So in the future, after that exclusive deal ends, then yes, we might see that game on Xbox, and also we'll see it on Xbox Game Pass. You know, it makes sense. This is something like Final Fantasy VII Remake, right? That one, it's been out now for a year. That game was exclusive for PlayStation. Now the exclusive deal just ended. We might see something in the future where maybe that game will be available for Xbox, or maybe it will be also available on Game Pass, you know. But is this whole exclusive deal, we have to like wait until it ends, and then we might see some changes like that, you know? So I just want to bring that up very quick. So
yeah.
Anything else before we go to the next topic?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, okay, let's go to the next topic.
This one is really good. I think this is a very positive news from PlayStation Paris. I know we talked about this in a podcast where, you know, Sony announced a couple weeks ago where they were planning to shut down the PlayStation 3 stores, PSP stores, and Vita. Now, the PSP stores are still going to get shut down. That makes a lot of sense. But the PlayStation 3 and Vita is not going to get closed down. And Jim Ryan posted a blog on the official PlayStation site saying, and I quote, "We made the wrong decision." And this is why we've been saying this for a very long time, Paris, that is, it is important for us, the consumers, the community, to be vocal, but say it in the right way. Even if it's, you know, controversial or not, be vocal and just let these companies know, how do you feel about these announcements or their plans that they're going to do in the future, that it might affect your experience in gaming, you know? So I'm glad that they made the decision to keep it around, and I'm glad that they even said it themselves, man, that it was the wrong decision from the company, man. How happy are you about this news, man? For you, Paris?
No, I'm glad to see it. And you know, we were just talking about it since it happened. My thought on it is this: they listened to the community. They listened to people that clearly still were passionate about these games, and you know more specifically the Vita, but even the PS3, and they didn't want these stores to go away. I just think PlayStation screwed up personally, because I think there is a plan B. I do think they have something they're probably working on for game preservation and backwards compatibility so that people can still engage with these games. It's just not ready yet. And I think announcing you're taking something away without having an alternative for it was the wrong move for then. It was tone deaf. It looked like you didn't care about legacy titles. We're at a point now, because I was thinking about this, gaming's been around now 40 years. Think about all the games that have come out in the past 40 years. We're at a point now with technology and emulation to where PlayStation, Xbox, and even Nintendo, they need to continue to allow us a way to still play these old games and not necessarily have to keep 20, 30-year-old pieces of hardware around and hope they work. Obviously, Xbox has been the leader with this, with what they, and my dog agrees because he's upset.
He agrees.
He's mad. But I'm going to keep it pushing. But clearly, Xbox has been kind of leading this with their backwards compatibility initiative, and we're kind of seeing the fruits of that labor. I think PlayStation's probably working on something similar, and it's not ready, especially that cell processor. We know that's going to be a mofo to emulate. So I just think they screwed up. It's a good thing that they course corrected. They're keeping it around until they figure out something to give people a reasonable alternative for it. So this is why we say, man, you got to be vocal. You got to be vocal. The community has to give these companies feedback. They are listening, but you just got to do it respectfully. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're respectful and let people know you're not happy about something, if it affects their bottom line and it's going to hit them in the wallet, trust me, they're going to course correct. Look how quickly Xbox course corrected with that Xbox Live Gold fiasco earlier this year. This is the same thing with PlayStation. They don't want the bad PR. They don't want the bad messaging with this. This was a bad look for them, and it was their own fault. There was no reason for them to do it other than they did it. So it's good that they listened and they're course correcting. And I would imagine next 12 to 18 months, we'll probably hear something about a real backwards compatibility strategy from PlayStation.
I hope. Cause there's a lot of gems.
I do too.
There's a lot of gems that came out, even for the PlayStation Vita, Paris. There's a lot of good, cool games there.
Yeah.
That I played some of them before I sold my Vita, but you know, it's gems, man. Plus, there's new games coming out from indie developers that are actually developing games for the Vita. That's important. You know, show the indie gaming side too, man. And I do hope, like you said, Paris, I hope that happens like sometime next year, you know, because right now Xbox is the only company out of the big three. They're doing it not perfect, but they're doing it the right way of bringing back all these old games from the first original console all the way to now, you know. So, yeah, they should do that, man. Nintendo should be doing that too, man, instead of selling the same games every time there's a new console, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm going to go to the next topic, Paris. This is a good one, and I'm excited for this one, man. Double Fine had a post that Psychonauts 2 is still planned for release this year. I've seen the game. I know I've been talking to to Pete. He saw the game too at E3. I'm excited to actually finally play this game, man. I don't care which version comes out, but I'm very excited because this game, the first one came out a long time ago, the original early Xbox early days and stuff. But how excited are you? And my question to you, which I'll mention when I think it's coming out, when is the right time for this game to come out if there's big, big games hopefully coming out later this year?
I, first of all, very excited for this. I think with Jeff Keighley has the Game Awards at the end of the year, we'll be talking about Psychonauts 2, 100%. That's how excited I am about it. I personally hope it's this summer. And yep. As early as announce it at E3 and it comes out right after kind of thing in June, or as late as maybe the first week of August. I hope it's in that range somewhere. That game deserves its time to shine. You have its spotlight. Let people engage with it. Obviously, it's going to be on Game Pass. It's still going to be on PlayStation. I believe it's on the Switch too, right?
I think it is going to be on the Switch also.
Yeah.
So let me look it up while you're talking. So
So it's hit. So again, just under assumptions on the Switch. The point is, it's hitting all the platforms, which is great. So people will have choice to be able to pick it up wherever they want. I just hope it comes out this summer. Gives it some time to breathe before we get into the holiday with some of the other big AAA games that are going to come out. But, yo, this is Tim Schafer. It's Double Fine. The first Psychonauts is just a beloved game to now have the sequel coming. God, I'm bad with the math. Where are we at? About a good 15, 16 years later? Maybe mm-hmm. more than that? But regardless, I mean, I'm excited for this. And, I think it's coming a lot sooner than we think. I don't think this will be like November or something like that. No. I knock on wood. I hope it's as soon as, like I said, June, but I could see it probably being August, something like that.
Yeah. I also think it's August, maybe very early September to stay away from all those big, big AAA games, you know, but this game is coming out for Mac, Linux, PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. No Nintendo Switch, Paris.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, this was before Microsoft acquired them, so all those deals had already been made as far as platforms go. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually very surprised that it's not on the Switch. I guess I just assumed it was.
So, yeah, and also, of course, Game Pass Day 1, you know? Because I know you brought this up a couple times. That's what I'm. Go ahead. You were going to say something? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was saying that that I know you mentioned that a couple of times where, you know, they have that freedom of they don't have to worry so much on about the retail and everything because this game is also going to be on Game Pass. And yeah, like there's no pressure from Xbox. You know what I'm saying? So that's really cool because I want these developers to make games either for the platform, for Game Pass, whatever. I want them to have that freedom and just be creative and make games with new experiences, right? Instead of focusing on the traditional way, just because okay, this game is going to sell a lot because of this. You know what I'm trying to say? So that's the part that I'm excited about in the future with Double Fine and other developers that been acquired, the studios that have been acquired for Xbox to be part of Xbox Game Studio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
And we want to take a minute to get a word from our sponsor, Magic Spoon. So, growing up, we all did it. We all had to eat cereal. I love cereal. You get to all the sugary cereal and all the stuff as a kid, and it was great. You see the commercials that get you super excited. But you know what? Being older now, those things are all full of sugar and junk, and it's just simply something that you should not eat. And this is where Magic Spoon comes in. It is 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And they come in variety packs, 4 flavors. You can get cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. And that's the great thing about it. You can mix it all up. You can take the cocoa with the peanut butter, or you can do the frosted with the cocoa, or the frosted with the peanut butter, or the peanut butter with the fruity if you really want to get crazy. And that's the great thing about it. It tastes like the old school cereal that we had as kids, but it's also super nutritious at the same time. And it's super healthy cereal that really brings some joy to your mornings or afternoons or evenings if you're an old man like me. So here we go. Go to magicspoon.com/GTR to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use that promo code of ours, GTR, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Folks, that is an awesome deal. Try it out. If you don't like it, they'll give you your money back, 100% guaranteed. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/GTR and use our code GTR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
I know we ran out of topics, but I'm going to randomly select one that I think is important. Ubisoft has announced E3 2021, the digital game showcase, Paris. This is going to happen scheduled June 12th. Is that a weekend? I think that's a Saturday, I believe. I got to look it up. But I'm excited because I'm wondering, what is it that Ubisoft is going to announce and they're going to show? Now, here's the thing that the conversation I was having with Funhouse earlier today, Paris. Skull and Bones, gone. We haven't even heard any. The last thing I heard was they were going to like start from scratch developing the game because there were certain things that it just didn't, it wasn't working for them.
Yeah.
So they went, for Ubisoft Singapore, so they wanted to try something new. Also, Beyond Good and Evil, what in the world happened to that game? That game showed it, they showed a short portion of the gameplay years ago at E3, and it's been silence ever since then, you know? So do you think this will be the year that we see those two games, and maybe a Splinter Cell has been ages too?
I've given up on all of them, honestly. I really have. I mean, you bring up Splinter Cell, it triggers me in a way that it doesn't make sense that we've not had that game come back at this point. I think we're going on 8 years now since there's been a Splinter Cell game. Clearly, they still value the IP because we keep seeing Sam Fisher show up everywhere except in his own game. I know they're doing some VR thing and all that. Pretty sure Beyond Good and Evil 2 is not going to happen at this point because I believe the creator retired, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, but they're going to still continue.
Are they?
They're still continuing that game. The studio is just not the main.
Are they?
I mean, I don't know.
Are you willing to put some money on that? I'm not. I guess that's my point.
You think it's canceled? You think it's canceled?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
No,
I don't think that game's ever coming out.
You're out of your mind. You're crazy.
Okay. Hey, when literally the guy who was making it retired, we haven't heard anything in forever. What else should I think?
He said the game will still continue to develop. That's the last thing
right.
I heard.
Well, I ain't holding my breath. That's all I got to say.
Wow. Wow. Well, now you know, guys. Paris canceled the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. This is great. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, the company surprised everybody last year with the Phoenix Rising game. You know, nobody was like expecting that game to be a hit. You know, it was a huge hit. And
yeah,
this was like the closest game that felt like Breath of the Wild, Zelda. You know, so have you even played that game at all?
What, Phoenix Breath Rising? Of the Wild? Phoenix Rising. No. I haven't, and I need to. I know I need to. Everyone's told me how great that game is, and like that's why we're saying Breath of the Wild. Yeah, like it's a Breath of the Wild clone. I need to play it. So, but yeah, that's shame on me. But it's like, dude, there's so much to play.
By the way, this news came out 3 hours ago, and I know you're a huge fan of this game too, because I am. There's a report that Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake reportedly in development. One of the greatest Star Wars game ever. Ever. Jason Schreier has confirmed that this game is in development. A remake version. So
good.
Woo! What you think, man? The game was really, still to this day, you can play this. The game is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, trust me. I'm very excited for that. Absolutely. Yeah, good. It's all good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the things that you would like to see in this game to make a huge change, like gameplay-wise? Because I enjoy the old way. I don't know what the only thing that probably would change is the graphics, you know?
Yeah, like, I would say, honestly, just probably just a graphics facelift. I think the gameplay is fine as is. I don't need them to necessarily change anything. Yeah, it would just probably be from a graphical standpoint, just kind of modernize it, you know, for the current generation. Obviously, you can play it at higher frames, all that stuff. But other than the gameplay itself, leave it alone. I'm fine.
Yeah. You know, you could get this game on a Mac, on Android, on iOS. It's available everywhere. You know, go out there. I think it's available for, can you play that now on Xbox? I got to double check. But yeah, it's out there, man. Make sure to check it out, man.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Hey, Gamertag Radio listeners, we're going to continue with our discussion because we have a lot of topics. So, but before we continue with the show, let's talk about our sponsor, Shaq Eyegear. See better, play longer. For those that have been listening and watching us, you know we've been rocking these glasses now for, my God, it's been over 2 months now. And it's been a great, great experience. For those that have seen us wearing these glasses during the recording on Twitch, I love this. I really, really enjoy it. And also, we highly, highly recommend these glasses from Shaq Eyegear. Plus, this delivers maximum visual. It looks great, filtering out all the harmful blue light and minimizing the screen glare. You can go to the website, shaqeyegear.com, and use our promo code GTR, and you could go right now and buy the Quest glasses. There's the blue light blocking lenses where you could go with the white and red glasses, or you could go with the black blue glasses. Those are really, really cool. Those are my favorite ones. You can select the colors that you want, man. You could get the light or the black of this. So, now, the part that I'm very, very happy to see is our listeners have been going to the site and purchasing these glasses, and they have been posting their packages on Twitter. Like, hey, I just got this. There's some they already posted two glasses, they purchased two glasses of from Shaq Eyegear. And it's really cool. They use our promo code, which, by the way, you're not going to find this anywhere else. This is an exclusive promo code. So listeners, if you listen to this right now, this is the perfect time to go to shaqeyegear.com, select the glasses that you want, and once you're ready to purchase it, use our promo code GTR, and you will get 10% off your order. So once you get these packages, let us know, post it on Twitter, post on social media, or send us an email and let us know your experience using these glasses. We'd like to thank Shaq Eyegear for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Paris, one more thing I want to, before we wrap it up, man, I want to talk to you about, because I talked to with P about MLB The Show 21. I'm really, really enjoy the game, dude. It's so much fun. Like I said earlier on this episode, I created the league, and I'm excited to play with the community. But one of the things that I'm so addicted in the game right now is the Home Run Derby. And the cool thing is about this, I believe it's like 8 players, and it's all crossplay. You will see the logo of like the Xbox gamers, the PlayStation gamers, and it's fun. We're there, like, you know, every round you have to have like the most some home runs, and then I think they only pick like the top 4, and then from the top 4 it goes to top 2. So I ended all the way to the second round. I couldn't get to the third and final round, man. But what are the features to you that you've been enjoying the most in this game, man? For you personally.
I mean, for me, I've been doing Road to the Show, so it's just literally that journey of, you know, creating my own player. And, you know, I like now that you can do a two-way player, so, you know, I can play in the outfield and then I can pitch like every few days as well, and just building that up, because that's how I've always played MLB The Show. I've talked about it before. I took a break for a while. I haven't played in a few years, so kind of coming back to the series now has felt refreshing. I know all the rage now is the Diamond Dynasty stuff. I have not even touched that yet, so I can't comment yet. But I mean, so far so good, man. I tweeted it out this morning. It is weird to see that game on Xbox. It's just weird. I mean, I'm playing it on PS5, but PlayStation did provide me PlayStation and Xbox code, so I gave the Xbox code to my son so he can play, and he's been playing as well. I haven't done any online stuff yet. I haven't done crossplay, none of that yet. But that's next up, to do some of that stuff. But I'm having fun with it. I love the different difficulties. I love that you can even have that auto difficulty. So if you're kind of, you know, because like playing on All-Star, pitchers are rough. It's rough.
It's brutal. Yeah, yeah.
But I love the dynamic, the different ways that you can, you know, control as far as the presentation style, the batting, fielding, everything, man. I mean, you can make this game as sim as you could possibly dream of, or you can make it as casual as you want to. They've made it very friendly for the novice to be able to jump in and start understanding the game of baseball. And then you can make it super hardcore if you're a veteran of this too. So it's great, man. Really liking it.
Yeah, you know, I played a couple of online matches, and I was worried about what you were saying, the strikeout fest. It honestly, I didn't get that at all. Like, I felt online was good. I think there was only one game that was like a little bit laggy, but it was like barely any strikeouts there. And you know, I was playing with my brother, actually, the last match that I had, it was with him, and we were like, all right, let's play. We put the All Stars difficulty. Because that was my first time actually playing that difficulty. I've been playing the casual side because I wanted to get used to the controls. And we were playing five. We put for five innings, Pirates. We ended up ninth inning because it was 0-0, 0-0. Like, he was getting close to score. Oh, I was getting close. And then towards the end, I had a man in base. Yo, boom, home run. I started jumping like a little kid. And he was like, God, nah. He was like, because the thing is, my brother and I used to go to baseball matches in Miami. We'll go to the Marlins game. He is a huge, huge Mets fan, my brother. Yeah. Like, this is like in the early days when, because half of my family are Mets fans and half of my other family are Yankees. Barely anyone says Marlins. That's like the only, no, I'm the only one. But we will have debates, man. Like, just talk about baseball all the time, you know? And when there's a world classic baseball, when that happens also every 4 years, it's kind of like the World Cup. They'll have it in Miami. We'll also, like, my family and I will all go over there and watch it. You see the Dominican Republic, USA, Colombia, all the teams been playing. So that part is fun. So I'm having a blast playing this, man. Love the soundtrack too. I think the soundtrack is awesome. And you know what I like about Road to the Show, Paris? I don't know if it was like this previously in the old games, but I just love the podcast show that they have in there. They talk about your character depending how you're doing in the game. And they have all these like real commentators from like the analysis too, from like the MLB network and stuff. So
yeah,
it's really, really cool seeing that. And I was going to ask you, for me, the part where I picked the presentation, because I'm very picky about that, I picked MLB network presentation. Like, I wanted the commentary and everything. I have to try out the MLB the Show presentation to see how different it is compared to the MLB one, the MLB network. But
I would suggest to everyone, just go into the different presentation styles and see which one fits best for you. But kind of like you're saying, I like the MLB.com one. That's the one I've pretty much settled on. I just like that format. I think it works pretty well, but you know, to each his own. Again, I think it's really great that they've set this up so people can, if you don't know a gosh darn thing about baseball, it will literally hold your hand through all of it and teach you the game of baseball But if you're super hardcore or somewhere in the middle, you can adjust accordingly, man. It's good.
Yeah, it is good. And I hope this game becomes a success for MLB in general, because it's been years that a baseball game hasn't really been a huge success. I might get great reviews, but when it comes to sales, I know baseball could do better throughout the years. I know there was baseball back in the days with the 2K that was out for a while. I know even that they even had like a competition where you get like $1 million based on something in the game. I don't know if it was pitching or batting. I can't quite remember, but that was the last thing that I remember. Then MLB The Show came out. It was really cool and everything. But now there's now in two platforms, actually three, because Xbox One, and also on Game Pass. I think the numbers are going to increase of the engagement of this, you know, for baseball. I think it's going to be really good for MLB in general.
Agreed.
I think so. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, man. So, Paris, my character, his name is Danny Pena, number 77 from Dominican Republic. What's yours?
Oh, go to the show. It's Paris. You know he's from Florida. he's a left fielder, and he comes in as a relief pitcher. It's great.
I'm a right fielder. I'm a right fielder and a pitcher.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah. Which do you prefer, the fielder or the pitcher?
I prefer the fielder, just because, you know, because obviously you're going to do all the batting and then obviously the fielding stuff and all that. But I mean, pitching is fun too. I like pitching, but again, it's if you play through Road to the Show, you can't pitch every day. So
no, you can't.
Yeah, you get to play every day if you're thinking. And I'm also thinking about, you know, doing a shortstop potentially, stuff like that. You know, again, this is the whole point of it. You get to play around with all the different positions and have fun with it.
Yeah. So the question that I have for you, because you played this before, also Road to the Show previously. Once you go to the majors now, can you still do both positions or just one?
I think I shouldn't say it because again this is new, but I'm under the impression that now you can't do the two-way. Once you actually quote unquote make it to the show, you'll have to make a choice. Either you're going to be a pitcher or you're going to be the fielder. But again, this is very sim, so actually I'm kind of contradicting myself, because I wonder, well, why can't you? If you're the manager, technically you could. There's no rule that says you can't. Actually, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good
manager,
question.
What are you talking about, manager? You're actually a player.
No, I'm saying you get to control everything.
Oh, when, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So if that's what I want to do, I should be able to do it, right?
Yeah, because I'm listening to the podcast every few days. Will pop up and they were like saying, yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be a good idea. Like they were like against this. They were so against this. They'll say, hey, yeah, this guy's a bright star, but he has to make a decision. Like that type of, that's the vibe I was getting from the commentators about.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, it's good. But yeah, shout to Sony. Thanks for sending us the codes. And honestly, I was in shock, Paris, when I saw the email, and I'm like, all right, I thought I was gonna get the PlayStation version, but no, they sent us all the Xbox.
Yeah, they did.
And PlayStation. Was crazy. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. And then the biggest one for me was turning on my Xbox and seeing the logo, like you said, seeing Sony Interactive Presents, and then the PlayStation Studios, Game Studios. Oh man, I was like, "What? This is crazy!" Because I'm so used to seeing Xbox and other consoles, you know, because like Minecraft, etc. Right, but not MLB The Show, not a PlayStation game. You know, so it was weird. But yeah, I hope this continues in the future, man. You know, anything else, Paris, before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's it. I need to go start playing cloud gaming on the browser and then the iPad. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's really cool. Wait, so which one are you going to prefer to use, the Google Chrome or the Edge?
I want to test it out and see. It'll be interesting to see if there's any type of difference between the two. If I had to guess, Edge is probably going to run better just because it's Microsoft's browser, so they have full access to it. But interesting to see. I'll test it out.
Hey, you know what? I'm probably going to test out on my phone using the Google Chrome to see if that works.
I think that should work. It should.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I do it on Android now. So, I know. What am I saying? Android now. I'm saying Android has a Chrome browser now. So, technically, you should be able to test that regardless. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to test it out. I'm definitely going to test it out.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right, everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com, listen to our past episodes, and please let us know your thoughts, you know, anything that we talked about in this episode. You agree, disagree, you have an opinion, you have a question, send it in, and we'll play it here on GamerTag Radio. If you would like to be part of our family discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
And also, I forgot to mention, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. And make sure to subscribe, follow us, and post a review. All right, so we're going to be out here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next time here only on Gamertag Radio. It's me and also Paris. We out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.